Sometimes, when communion is passed around at church, a small cup of grape juice and a nice fluffy little cube of bread, let me be honest here, I want to scream. Let me share with you why. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Communion is about remembering the death of Jesus on that cross. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 and 24. The Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." But it wasn't nice, safe, soft cube white bread. Jesus, after all, isn't a nice, safe, soft, fluffy little saviour. No, they ate unleavened bread. That's bread without yeast. Why? Because Jesus was crucified during the Passover, where Israel remembered how God had set their ancestors free from slavery in Egypt. And on the night before they fled, they ate the Passover meal of roast lamb. Exodus chapter 12, verse 8. "They shall eat the flesh that night, roasted on the fire, with unleavened bread and bitter herbs they shall eat it." But why unleavened bread? Two reasons. Firstly, it takes time for yeast to rise, time they didn't have because the next day they would flee for their lives. There was a life-saving urgency about this. They didn't have time to wait for the bread to rise before they baked it. Their lives were at stake. And secondly, because leaven, yeast, is a symbol in Scripture of sin. And the same is powerfully true today for us. There is a life-saving urgency around the need to deal with our sin. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." This is urgent. Don't leave this another day. Jesus came to save you. That's God's word fresh for you today. Going to Jesus with a simple prayer is the place to begin. And no matter how great your sin seems to you, remember this. The only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.